Blog Talk Radio.
Obviously, well, P-O-D-I.
Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Cadillac, chop it up, do or die?
But what I remember most was his unwarranted hatred of the white man.
Damn, Cracker. Black man can't get ahead for nothing.
I remember him making me feel very ashamed for my very own whiteness.
I hate all these white.
But, Mom, I'm white. Daddy's just upset, baby, because he's lazy and the white man makes him work hard.
I had two younger brothers, my brother Darryl and my other brother Darrell. But Mr. always seemed to single me out the way. I would get beaten for anything.
Nigga, did you just break that vase?
Lord have mercy, my baby!
Just having fun with off limits in Mr.'s house.
Nigga, did I just catch you having fun?
No!
Lord have mercy, my baby!
Every day, he reminded me of what a failure I was going to be.
Miss, I want to be a doctor when I grow up.
Nigga, did I just catch you wanting to be?
Lord have mercy, my baby!
My darling adopted Negro mother, who I loved almost like she was white, did the best she could.
Now, don't you listen to him, Uncle. You ain't no worthless nigga. Deep down in your heart, you always have to believe that you are special.
Yeah, what's up, Uncle Ruckus? Yeah, getting it in, starting this thing off. Yeah, you, Uncle Ruckus, you the one. Nigga, did I hear you just want to be shit? I like that. Slap the hell out of him. You can't be shit in America. You so-called black, you Negro, colored, whatever the hell, dark skin, whatever. You can't be shit right here inside these hells of America. Man, nah, they just don't want to let you be it. They don't want to let you be it. Only way you can be something in America, damn near, if they allow you to be something, you got to join one of them goddamn things called the boules and, you know, house niggas. You got to be a step and fetch it type nigga in this society if you really want to be something, but you're going to be under control. You just like having one of them damn electric dog leashes on your ass. That's how they treat you. That's how they treat you. They put one of them electric dog leashes. When you get out of Tupac out of range, we know a dog had a collar on. It's like the invisible fence. When he get too far out of, like he finna get out of range from that, it shocked the hell out of him. So that's what they do to some of these Negroes and niggas went around here. Oh, I said niggas, y'all. I had to say it today. When they get too far out of range, like they get out of pocket, it shock them. They come up with some shit like Don Sterling and shock, put that shock value on their ass to make them realize niggas don't get out of pocket. Don't cross that invisible fence, because we're going to shock the shit out of you. We're going to keep your ass in this gate. But hey, y'all, welcome in to Culture Freedom Radio. Man, in the house on Wednesday, y'all. Hey, this is May the 7th, 2014. Goddamn, I remember what month it was. That fucked up the other day and couldn't remember, y'all. Time flies when you have fun. That's the shit they tell me. I don't know. But hey, y'all, tonight's broadcast is called Racism Equals Money. The Rise of the New Bed Wenches. Oh, man. Damn, y'all. What the hell is y'all talking about? Racism equals money. What kind of shit is that? Man, racism equals money. Y'all didn't know that? Oh, if y'all didn't know it, y'all going to find out tonight. And what the hell is a bed wench? I know y'all got to be old school to remember that one right there, y'all. Y'all got to be old school. I know some of y'all watch Roots and Amistad and all of that. So y'all ought to know what a wench is. Yeah, we're going to say it tonight, y'all. Racism equals money, shown up, and the rise of the new bed wenches, because we got some bed wench. I ain't said witch, I said wenches. Wenches. Y'all going to learn what a wench is, because we got a lot of them around here. Hey, y'all better watch it. You walk around and you might be one. Yeah. Hey, we keep on letting this shit go down, y'all. It's going to be a whole bunch of new bed wenches around here. All these goddamn rappers and these superstars and celebrities we seeing with these skirts on. Oh, goddamn. There's some wenches around here. Oh, y'all going to learn today. That's what Kevin Hart said. You're going to learn today. But let's get it on, y'all. Let's get it cracking, y'all. Right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, y'all, don't forget to go and check out our official website, y'all. Our homepage, it is culturefreedomradio.webs.com. One more time, it is culturefreedom.webs.com. com. Hey, the official homepage and website for Culture Freedom Radio. Man, outstanding articles, forum page, videos, you name it. It's on there, man. I'm telling you, outstanding stuff that you're not going to see on CNN and ABC. All of them good ABCs and 1-2-3 news broadcasts. You ain't going to get that shit over there. You're not going to get it. Man, it's so good, y'all. They love shutting us down because of the shit we put on there and the information that's being brought out. So, hey, y'all. You know, when they get to shutting you down a lot, you know, you got to be doing something right. You think, well, you're doing something wrong, they shutting you down. No, in this society, when they shut you down, you're doing something right. Because you're being hated on, all your ass is doing something right. Yeah, let's get it in here. This show is hosted by none other than your brothers. That is Brother Eric, Brother Anthony, and Brother Sun Ray 9. We are your gracious hosts of Culture Freedom Radio, and we're in the house, and we about to get this thing going. So let's open up these lines and get these brothers in the house. Peace to you, Brother Eric. Peace, peace. Peace to you, Brother Eric. Oh, shit, the mic open. All right, Brother Eric. Mic open. Okay, let me see. Brother Eric, don't let him get Brother Ant in here. Right, Eric, bring me on mute. Peace to you, Brother Ant.
All right, what's up? Peace and one love to the family, to you, Brother Son.
Yes,
Brother
sir.
Eric, what's
he
good?
He
y'all ready for
mic.
This?
He must got his mic on mute with his mic open. Yeah, 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 we're ready to get it in. Man, racism equals money in the new Bedwinters. That's the truth. Racism equals money. Yes, sir.
That's right. If he can buy your pride, he can buy your integrity, he can buy your, your pride, your integrity, and your motherfucking dignity. All that.
Yes, sir.
See ya.
Brother.
Your sexuality.
I'll open the wrong line. Hold on. I got it wrong. Peace, Brother Eric.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, peace. But you know what? I'm hollering, Brother Eric. I had the wrong line open. Hell, no wonder you didn't say nothing.
they starting that shit again.
My bad, 501. My bad, 501. I opened the wrong line.
They starting that shit again, bro.
Nah, that was me, brother. I
ain't
five,
talking about you.
The five
number. They hung my shit up, bro. Blog Talk hung my shit up.
Oh, well, that was you I had online then. Okay, my bad.
Yeah,
shit,
they
I'm...
hung my motherfucking ass up.
See, we got yours 5510, and I see a 50 in the hell. I'm getting cross-eyed on them 50s and shit. My bad. I thought I had on them.
Hey. Well, you
I know
what we call 50 out here. You know what we call 50 out here.
50,
yes, sir.
Probably
got a little. Yeah. But anyway, welcome. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Welcome back. Yes, sir. Welcome back to Culture Freedom Radio, man. Or y'all. Oh, peace, man. The current events that we're dealing with today are so goddamn ridiculous, it just makes me shake my head. And it got me going back to thinking, what would it be like 100 years from now as far as black people? Will we, or whatever you want to fucking call it, they might be calling it something else by then, but what will we look like 100 years from now with all the negativity and the slander that's put on us because of our skin color? What will it look like? You got black people wanting to be white. You got black people assimilating, you know, changing their features. You see, this is a psychological plan done by the powers that be. Because, see, as we kill them off genetically, they want to kill us off. See? You know what that gun represents, huh? Y'all know what that gun represents? That black steel? It represents the black man's penis. Okay? put it in your hand and look at it. Or look at a picture of a gun. You see the nut sacks for the trigger? That's where the sperm comes from, right? Hmm? And the nose. Or the penis. So as we genetically annihilate them just by just living, they want us to hate ourselves and look like them. So what will we look like 100 years from now? Very interesting. As we go back and look, and let's see where this, when this snowball start rolling. As far as I can go back is, let's start with Mimi Foss, as far as I can think of right now. With her scandalous ass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Doing anything for money. Degrading herself for money. That ain't backed by nothing. Hmm? Let's look at her. Look what she done. Huh? And she ain't did it by herself because the brother was in there with it, doing it too. Hmm? And got black people going out buying shower rods, trying to do what they seen on the sex tape. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people can't separate TV and shit like that from real life. Hmm? And I think before that, no, that was about the same time. Then you had C.D. Jakes' daughter talking about how she got pregnant at 13 and wrote a book about it. So all these negative but somewhat positive images and stories are being presented by us. I mean, presented about us. Most people say you hating because, you know, they trying to make their money. Yeah, I feel them on that. But, you know, there's ways and means. You know what I'm saying? I guess and what you need to tell your children these days is in order to be successful in life, baby, you got to sell your soul to the devil. If you want all that pie in the sky and by and by, we go from there to Donald Sterling, Clyde Bundy, Al your pal Sharpton. Al's your pal, you know.
Be a better pal than Al.
Yeah. Al's your pal. But we keep moving along further and further. We come across Donald Sterling's side piece. She pulled a Monica Lewinsky on his ass. I didn't release the tape and whoop de whoop and all that, just like Monica Lewinsky did. Now, she liable to get a book deal, reality show, some bullshit like that. In the mix of all this, Donald Sterling, right, is calling niggas what they call niggas in the boardroom, niggas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's not get offended, because if we go back, we can look at Tom Landry calling motherfuckers niggas outright. Didn't nobody even say shit for the Tom Landry. He coached the Dallas Cowboys back in the day when the Dallas Cowboys was on top. He was a racist, motherfucker. Them niggas still played for him. He was calling them niggas to their face. And various other motherfuckers calling black men niggas to their face. So what is this? All of a sudden, niggas got some balls now? It wasn't niggas that put that information out. It was white folks in the media. It wasn't black folks putting that information out. We ain't got no black news channel show. Well, we do, but you know what I'm talking about. We got them little fly-by-night motherfuckers. What I'm trying to say is we ain't got no goddamn CNN and NBC and all that shit. You see what I'm saying? They put the shit out there. Now, through all that, this week, Mark Jackson, his ass get fired. Mark Jackson is the head coach of the Oakland Warriors. When they lost to the Clippers, they fired his ass. He didn't brought them to the playoffs since he started. They weren't even making the playoffs. Fired his ass. Ain't nobody even talking about that. They fired Michelle Obama's brother, coach for Oregon State, fired his ass. Ain't nobody really saying shit about that shit. You dig what I'm saying? It's a big fucking smoke screen as far as I'm concerned. Anybody else got to add something?
Yeah. Let me go in on that. Because Umar Johnson prophesied this shit the other day. And I seen the black brother on there this morning, but I ain't really into sports like that. You know, I look at it from the political side of the game. Now, Umar Johnson said the other day, but he gave his take on that Donald Sterling. And I agree with everything he said, flat out. He broke that shit down. He said, because, we all know, Eric, Summer, we know about how these rituals go in the game, and we mentioned it too. But he took it another step further. He said that was a sacrifice for when they took Donald Sterling down, that was a sacrifice. So that they can now be able to go in on all these black executives and top-notch people. So when they start crying for the witch hunt they go on black people in high places, they can say, no, that ain't racism, like you were saying with the assimilation. They say, look, we took the biggest and the richest and the oldest of our races down, so what's the problem? Everything is equal. But he made another point that I was leaning on, and he confirmed it for me when he said it too, because he was looking at it from the educational and psychiatric point of view. He said that they're going to start going after these black people, because the black people are still the strongest people that have a resistance against the homosexuals. And they were saying while this shit was going on with Sterling, Barack Obama was signing bills to empower the women, and he was also signing a bill that empowered more civil rights for the gays. And nobody paid attention to it because they was worried about the Sterling thing. And then you remember when I broke that civil rights bill down. So I was teasing on it, but I got further information and confirmation from Brother Umar, who went in even more in depth. So you absolutely right. And he right, because I didn't even know that they just lynched two black guys right after Sterling. And he did this shit before it happened. You know? So it was a hidden agenda, and that's what we got to keep looking at. When we look at them stories, we got to say, okay, why are they showing this, like you said, the white media, why are they revealing this like they care so much about us being called niggas, and we've been called niggas and treated like that, so-called slavery, you know what I'm saying? But they're going to leak it. It was get our attention away from what was going down on the backside. you know. So I just wanted to add that to it too, because you brought up a good point. I didn't even know too. Yeah. Michelle Obama's brother worked for a team.
Yeah, he coached. He's the head coach of Oregon State.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I see the black brother. They had different players talk about how good he was and they liked him and blah blah blah. I seen that this morning, you know, just glancing. But I didn't know what was going on, the details of what was going on. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
So Umar called that one. Yeah, he dropped it on KTL the other day, last Tuesday after we did our shit.
Okay. Well, me and him are on the same wavelength then.
Yeah, we all on the same page. Cause like he was saying, he said, now, like, when you start opening your mouth and you holding a big position in corporate America and shit, that's going to be a justification. Just can your ass if you don't accept homosexual agenda. So we was building on the same stuff we was trying to build on for the last couple of shows. And he dropped that little jewel and I picked it up. Yeah, I picked that jewel up from him.
Yeah. But then again, Brother Eric, what the fuck you talking about? Racism equals money. Nigga, that's why I came to the show.
Okay. That is not. You gotta make it pay.
Yeah. You gonna be right there with me?
Yeah, I'm gonna be right there for you, you know? I'm gonna let you go hand up.
Racism equals money because they use racism to make money. And they've been doing that shit to us ever since we were slaves. Selling products with big fat lips and bugged out eyes and dark and the motherfucker and all that shit. Using our image to sell. Now they done tweaked it on a higher level. Right? While you'll just degrade yourself. You'll make even a more horrific picture. We'll make an even more horrific picture than that drawing of the little black boy eating the watermelon seeds, bugging his eyes out, spitting it, barefooted. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What have you hoeing? We got you niggas coming from spitting watermelon seeds off a crate to hoeing and killing each other. You niggas is really fucked up. We got you. So you'll do anything for any motherfucking thing. You just be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You be like, fuck it. You know, and you'll take the attitude where niggas ain't gonna do shit anyway. So fuck it. You know, that's so you don't feel the guilt of it. You tell yourself that. You know, black people ain't gonna do shit anyway. So fuck it. That's so you won't trip off the shit, because you know you got a conscience. So that's an excuse. You're lying to yourself.
Because
if you black and you see that shit, you get a certain, you're fucking with your motherfucking your vibrations and shit by showing you all the imagery and all that bullshit. It's like they're tearing down your psyche and shit. Here's another example, Michael Jordan. He this motherfucker book supposed to come out this week. Ain't that a coincidence about racism? That can't be no coincidence, bro.
Michael Jordan said, I used to be a racist because white people didn't like it. It's on our website.
Yeah, and we talked about that earlier in the week.
Yeah.
That self-hatred of him.
Racism is money. You know what I'm saying?
Big money.
Anytime Al Sharpton sees some racism, he think he could get paid for it. He there.
Yeah, he know how to get the check cut.
You know what I'm saying? Anytime our leaders take advantage of racism, we're going to march. I need y'all to raise some money. Y'all feel me?
Yeah. He know how to tap into that money. But see, when we did the show, when we was talking about that, they allocate that money and put it aside for him. So when they do fuck up, they can say, Al, come on, get the check. Slow these people down. Shut them up. You know, we're going to have a pre-planned and prepaid march. We'll take that little hit. But we got to get back to business as usual. You know, it's like damage control. That's what he's there for, to handle the damage control. When shit gets...
That's some real pimples on your ass, too.
Yeah. That's what he's there for.
The game tight.
Yeah, see, all of them. But you know who we be overlooking? We keep overlooking that Michael Eric Dyson. We keep overlooking that Cornel West.
Yeah.
Just the stone. They say it costs $30,000 to get them stars put down on the Walk of Fame. Your boy Tavis Smiley, he just got. Now, is you a civil rights leader and a leader for the black community, or are you a celebrity? What you need a star on Hollywood, and you supposed to be this type of civil rights leader. You see what I'm saying? Did you see that article?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. Boy got a, he just got his star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood, Tavis Smiley.
Oh, damn. Who listens to Tavis Smiley? That's who the fuck I want to know.
Well, he's on Hillary Clinton's payroll. He was always on Bill Clinton's payroll. That's why him and Tom Joyner always stayed into it. But they was down at first when it was Bill. But when he sided with Hillary, that's who financed him and Cornell to go across the whole country playing on Barack Obama. Because he got upset because Obama did come to one of his little functions. He wanted him to speak. I think it may have been the State of the Union or some old bullshit. But the little stuff he put on, but where is he getting all his money that put on these big events? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he will be considered a male bed wench to Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Warner put him out on that. Like, hey, we can't work together, you know, because you're going with her. He got pissed off and went on this campaign thing against Obama. Where'd he get all his money from? That brother book ain't selling like that. So he was being financed by the Clinton power structures. And you're going to see him, now he got this little Walk of Fame thing. If Clinton come out, if Hillary come out and officially say that she running, guess who's going to be by her side? Tavis Smiley, Cornel West. And they're going to be saying, we got to get her in office. See what I'm saying? That's why they came out with the Monica Lewinsky shit. Now I'm just reading an article that just came in to me now, quick, of her chin checking Beyonce. And when you look at the picture when they got them side by side, Beyonce looked like the Negro King. She looked more Caucasoid than fucking Monica Lewinsky. But she's there as a sign that Hillary gonna run, and she's also there for the white folks who done paid her to say, hey, you remember me, I'm the one that messed with her husband, and he told a lie. So it's all a game. It's all a game, Brother Eric, that they playing. And then they're going to have these Negroes come out, these Negro wenches come out and co-sign all this bullshit. But I'm ready to drop some names on some of these damn bed wenches and stud wenches. Because we can't forget get these Negro studs, you know, you already done attacked a couple Negro stud wenches. But we need to get some of these bed wenches and go up in them. You know, unless you got some more you want to bring before we start going in on them.
John, go ahead, bro.
Okay, we can deal with, let's deal with Kerry Washington from Scandal. What's y'all take on that? You know, she play Olivia Pope, and I sat up today and watched a few clips of some of them steamy scenes and how the other white boy, the so-called president in the movie, in the show, how he was just running game and he or she was just break down, and it kind of made the connection. It went all the way back to, from them older slave movies. It ain't nothing but a reenactment of them reinforcing the behavior of how a bed wench is supposed to behave, or how a sister, when she with a white man, is supposed to behave. It's almost like she's supposed to be this submissive slut. Now, let's just flip it on the other side and take the mentality of a brother who deal with a white woman. When he say, well, I'm with a white woman because she give me my freedom. She don't bitch. She, you know, she's sexually submissive and all that. And you got some brothers who look for that type of behavior from their sister, to be sexually submissive to him. My old man told me, he said, I want you to watch this movie. I was like 15. He said, I want you to look at this porno movie and tell me what you see out of this. That nigga put on a porno movie. He said, I want you to see something in this black woman. And it was an interracial porno movie. So me and my little brother sitting there looking at it. He said, you would never get that treatment, black woman, the way she's doing that in that movie. So my man, I'm like, shit, she getting paid. She'll do anything. He said, no. He said, I want you to really look at that. Regardless if she getting paid or not, I want you to look at it. Then he put another porno movie in with a black guy and a sister. So we like, yeah, you know, we looking at it from a racial point of view. Like, yeah, that nigga tearing that ass up, blah, 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 blah. This the old shit, the VHS. And, because we looking at it like the nigga got to be supreme. That was something that was etched in our head. And we always knew we was top and this and top of that. But when I went back to review it as an older person and came into consciousness, the level of intent, of attention, she was more into pleasing that white boy. In that video, it wasn't the same video I went to review, but then, you know, I've watched porno here and there. But you would see it, and that always was sticking in my head to keep looking at that. The type of shit that these women would take in porn from these white porn producers versus what they would take in these black porn movies, it is a total difference. Now, we bring it on to, you know, us and real life. There are certain things that a woman will draw the line with a black man. And the white boy know that. But when she with that white man, she'll do a certain thing. If you came up in the crack era and dealt around with these berries and all that, we can say the drugs may have took them to the extreme. We can say that for argument's sake. But when them truckers used to come in our town, these black women would do any motherfucking thing to satisfy them truckers to get that money, to get that crap. So when you look at something like Scandal, it's reprogramming these sisters to say, hey, when it comes to the white boy, This is how he needs to be treated. This is how you should behave. You should be docile. You should understand his feelings, his emotions, and all that. But the minute a nigga say something about his emotions and what he's going through, oh, you're a punk. You shouldn't be saying shit. Nigga, you lazy. You this, you that, blah, 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 blah. She got words to define why you acting the way you act. But in Scandal, this broad, the white boy told her, he said, and then I demand your love. I demand a second chance. She turns around and just kisses him and says, yes. You say that shit, your motherfucking ass get hit with a frying pan. And that's just on the female aspect. Now, we're going to flip it on to the nigga aspect. That's where he talk about, oh, you don't do this, you don't treat me like this, you don't treat me like that. And we've done many shows of, hey, man the fuck up. So it ain't really no example for a man up. Know what your position is, period, when it comes to the man. So we have to go into the feminine side of it because it's dealing with the emotions, you know. So therefore, that's why I had to feed on it, you know, and draw a long story out on that because she's the master of the feminine energy based upon she's the master of what you would call emotions. She deals on an emotional level. So when you talk about emotions, you got to, you know, go in a little more in depth with it as where a man, he's now becoming emotional because he's being emasculated. So he ain't got no business acting like that. You know, not saying that he shouldn't have feelings, but he's now expressing his feeling in a feminine way. So we will have to go into that, you know, on a whole different level, another take. But with that Kerry Washington, that's what she's doing. That's the number one show, get the number one hits, the number one reviews, and these women are now fashioning and conditioning their mind based upon this character called Olivia Pope. So I don't know if you've seen any of the shows or went and reviewed it, you know, just for educational purposes or not, you know, what y'all take might be on it. Or what you may have heard other sisters say, but they love this character. You want to go in on it, Eric, or summary?
Oh, all right. Eric got his mic muted out. Man. Yeah, I just kind of go back to some of this thing. Well, not on that point, but about Don, about the whole thing, like I said, even with magic. You know, these guys saying something. And I've been looking at it. Everybody bragging about probably magic might buy the team. And we hadn't learned anything yet about, and a lot of people getting excited because, you know, Don Sterling said something. And then we feel like, well, if they replace it with a so-called blackface, everything is going to be cool. We hadn't learned that game yet from dealing with, we went from Clinton, you know, look at all these so-called white presidents. And then you had George Bush, the last one, who's supposed to fucked everything up. Now you have Barack Obama in there, a blackface, and you still getting shit fucked up. So it's like now they're trying to play that same game with the Clippers. Okay, the dude, Don Sterling, he said some stuff about black people and this and that. Now it's the Magic going to take over the team. And now it's like, oh, okay, we can calm down now because we got a black person taking over. We hadn't learned that game yet. You know, the whole black game, we got our first black mayor this place, our first black senator from this place. And nothing seems to change. And when we get those first black mayors and we get all these black people, it's just another game that they play. Like you said, it's basically like if we put the black person in there, they can't scream racism because of the black person there. So it's the same thing if Magic taking it. It's just the game they playing, man. Y'all know, and y'all ought to know goddamn well Magic is not going to actually own that team. Man, they can say, well, he sold the team. But you don't know that because you didn't see them sign the papers over. You don't really see the real deal. Like, it's just like Barack Obama. Okay, yeah, we see him in the White House as playing a role as a so-called president. Just like we seen Morgan Freeman play the goddamn role on the president in some of those disaster movies. But was he really the president? No, he wasn't. shit like Barack Obama is not really the fucking president. Well, I say this. He have the title, but he don't have the control. Neither did Bush, neither did Clinton, neither did neither one of those guys. You know, so I can't just say the black. But it's just figureheads, and that's all Barack going to be. Just like people hollering that Jay-Z, he own this, he own that. No, he don't. They just figureheads. They just spokesmodels. Just like you see Puffy running around here talking about he owns Ciroc. He's a spokesmodel for Ciroc. Let me see who you got. Rick Ross just got a new so-called drink out, alcohol. And it's awfully crazy. They get all these Negroes and shit to be advertised, to be spokesmodel for all these alcohol. They know because we love to drink. We love to get our ass drunk. So they get all your famous actors and rappers to sit and talk about they own, I got a new drink coming out. Nicki Minaj, I see Nicki Minaj got a new alcoholic beverage coming out. We're going to be buying the hell out of that now. You see, these people don't own this. They are only spokesmodels. So if Magic take over, if he do so-called, see him as the so-called owner of the Lakers, it's just like Don Elijah Muhammad said in the Message of the Black Man. He said, you know, they said back in the days, Kennedy said, we'll never have a so-called black president. But if we do, that's all he would be. He would just hold that title, but he won't run shit. So that's what Magic will be like. They're going to be using his ass just to say, just to appease the so-called African-American community and keep our asses quiet. But he won't be on and shit. Y'all know this shit a fake out. Y'all ain't caught. I know a lot of y'all watch football. Y'all ain't learned the flea flicker yet. Y'all ain't learned the handoff play yet. We ain't caught on to this shit yet. Come on, man. And that's why it shouldn't be a surprise when a person like Don Sterling come out and say this shit that he do. This is still America, man. We ain't learned this shit. Oh, I don't think we have. I forgot. We have overcame. I forgot. Y'all heard Jesse them sing that song, We Shall Overcome, so much. Y'all think we really have over fucking came. Because you don't have to ride in a horse and buggy now. You can ride in a Mercedes or a Jaguar. Oh, I see. My bad. I forgot. Go ahead, bro.
Did you get that article? Sunray. The rise of the new. I want to touch on the rise of the new bedwinches. We just dealt with one that Kerry Washington, but we got a 13-year-old bedwinch who's gonna groom a whole new generation of bedwinches, because you know our younger children are into this assimilation stuff and this accepting all the transgender, the homosexuality. It's okay to be with the other race. We all, they have really bought, the dream of King has really come alive now. I've been to the mountaintop, I've seen the comment where little baby sit at the damn table, brotherhood and stuff. Here's this week's top bed wench, Willow Smith. You got that? Did you get the article? Brother Tom.
I got to get a mic figured out. Yeah, I seen it on there. Let me see. I'm going to pull it up.
You want to go about 10 minutes ago. Well.
Yeah, you got it. You can go into it. You got it. You can go into it. I got so many damn things open up.
You want to read it? You want to read it, then we can dissect it?
Well, you can go into it because I ain't got to pull up. Because I got about three or four damn different things.
I'll read the damn thing. This is a damn shame. And see, this shows you how we just accept anything, and the parents don't give a damn. And when people say, oh, they're always picking on Will Smith, and if you can put it in the chat then for us so they can see this picture of her laid up under this white boy as a bed wench.
Great.
This is Willow Smith, Will Smith's daughter. And she took this on Instagram, and it say, Instagram picture of 13-year-old Willow Smith, lying in the bed with,
I'm trying to pull it up.
Just froze up on me again. It says, show lying in the bed with topless 20-year-old actor Mosi. I never heard of this guy. Mosi. Damn. Shit acted up. Guess they all want the business out.
Yeah, Mosi Harris or some shit like that. Mosi Harris sitting next to her on the...
Yeah, and that's supposed to be her new so-called best friend, and ain't nothing going on with him. But she laying in the bed. Yeah. It's a, and it has the internet going nuts. Maybe. But anyway, she laying up with this white boy between his legs. He got his shirt off and enjoying himself. He got her like a little bed wench. And the thing as to where, hey, it's okay for all of us to do it. Now, what is a 13-year-old girl doing on a photo with a 20-year-old guy? What is she doing hanging out with a 20-year-old guy? Talking about that's her best friend. That's her motherfucking boyfriend. And Jada Pinkett and Will Smith is condoning this shit.
Hey, and I ain't mean to cut you, but the guy that she's with, they said he's actually best known as his role as Rico on Hannah Montana.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's what he played on. I remember it. I know who that is. That's the young kind of nerdy-look dude that played, he had like a little natural, almost like an afro on Hannah Montana. I remember him. He looked like a nerd, like. You remember
okay,
that?
So that's the MK Ultra shit there. He coming out of Nickelodeon, Disney. That's what that is. And he's 20 years old, so he may be, they may got him as her handler, and they planning some shit for her, you know, as well as him, you know, because he ain't up in that high echelon of the game. But for him to be 20 years old, handling a 13-year-old woman.
Well, yeah, like you said, you know, he came out of the Walt Disney, when they said Hannah Montana, yeah, he came out of the Walt Disney camp, so shit. No surprise there, now. Well, you know, they got Jaden, his son, you know, they got him turned out. But actually, they got pictures with her also, too. You can look on the net. They got a picture with her, too, with another female. I think she got a little white girl she was with. So she's turned out both ways. You know, they got a baby. She's going both ways. She's doing
and
the lesbian
and the racial
she's doing interracial both because the girl she was with, I think she was white. But she's doing the lesbian. She's bisexual. Shit, I say it like that. She's bisexual. But the whole thing, yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, just like they did with our young sister Raven Simone also. You know, they got her turned out now too.
So she next on the agenda for the younger people because Raven Simone, you see what she turned out to be.
Mm-hmm. And they got, you know, like I said, and Will Smith's son too, you know, I'm going to say they got him on the gay side, you know, because they got him wearing dresses. Remember now, he got a new movie supposed to come out. They already showed a picture with him wearing a dress, and they got a new movie with him coming out where he's supposed to play a slave wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm. So this whole family going to be turned out, huh? You got the mama turned out, daddy turned out, the baby's turned out, and these are some top-notch grossing actors, as far as wealth-wise, these people got money, so-called money, and they household names. So I guess she's going to be the icon for those 13 and under and grab them and bring them into this shit. The assimilation, the homosexuality, like you said, the bisexuality, and that is okay. You know, to love and be open and free and express yourself how you choose sexually and relationship-wise. It's okay. As well, she got her hair dyed. Now, she got it cut short and dyed blonde, and then you can also look like a Negro pig when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. But this the whole case, what kind of like Eric going back to with the topic is racism equals money. And
yeah.
See, our whole thing is they get us caught up with want to, you know, we'll start off saying I want to be able to provide for my family. And in that, we want this thing, a lot of us, we want this thing called fame and fortune at the same time, too. And so you get so caught up into want to have things, and your ass will get to the point, they'll start giving you a little bit. Then next thing you get so accustomed to, you know, going out, popping them $300 and $400 bottles of champagne and all of this shit. Now they'll start, you know, I can get this motherfucker. That's all he want is money. I can get this motherfucker suck a dog's penis and shit. You know what I'm saying? Give $1 million. You mess around. Some of these guys mess around and do it. Man, bend your ass over this desk. We'll give you this $5 million. You know what I'm saying? Then you're getting caught up. That's why they say, man, the love of money. People getting the OJs told you, for the love of money. That's what all these people are doing, man. The Will Smith, them, and all of these guys, man, selling their whole family out. It's just to keep up with this lifestyle they don't so-called got accustomed to. And I'm going to take y'all to the scriptures right fast, to the so-called Bible right fast. It's the book of Matthew.
Uh-oh.
I can give what chapter right fast. Yeah, I got to go there with it. I got to go there with it. And this is my favorite one. Damn, where my Bible at? I'm like, Eric, I got to knock the dust off this bad boy. I got to knock the dust off of it. Now, everybody said I had to get it out the trash can first, my bad. I ain't go that far with it. But it's coming like in the book of Matthew, though. Now, this is supposed to have been like when so-called Jesus was in the mountain. Y'all, let me tell y'all about Jesus being in the mountain and stuff. I think it's chapter 6. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But anyway, he's supposed to have been in the mountain. Y'all, so y'all remember the part where he said he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and so-called Satan came into him and all of this good stuff. Now, here's the trick. They said he was in fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and Satan came to him and he tried to tempt him. And they say he took him on a highly mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and told him, if you bow down to me, I will give you all of this. But, you know, he said, depart from me and all of this because, you know, don't tempt the Lord thy God. But here's the point when I said this. See, it's just like these guys been given something. It's like Satan, which we call the devil, the motherfucking industry, these so-called Jews and all of these people own this shit. They give these people, and they show them, man, if you go ahead and bow down to us, sign this contract, man, you can have all this shit. You can have the bling and all this shit. You can be like Birdman. You can have all the bling in your mouth. You can have it on the tip of your nuts. You can have it wherever you want to if you bow down to us. And a lot of these guys...
You forgot hoes.
No.
You forgot all the hoes. All the hoes you want. You got to throw that
in
there.
Oh, you got to... Oh,
you niggas love hoes.
World style honey.
You know what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just hoes galore. Why you with that?
Yep, yep. And they fall for it. Hook, line, and sinker. And this how you get caught up. Remember Kanye West? He messed around in a concert. He was doing a concert. He said, I've sold my soul. So
yeah.
That's how your ass getting caught up. You want to get out here and love all this money? You want to ride around all this bullshit? But your ass better watch what you going to ask for. Ask Anthony. He'll tell you about them contracts.
Hey, I want to play this clip, bro, because it's going right exactly what we're saying. The whole complete topic. It's 10 minutes. We'll take a 10-minute break and come back, and everybody can refresh. But this is the history of racism. And we're going to see how all this shit ties in.
Mm. racism emerges really in the 16th and 17th, particularly the 17th century. Europeans were enslaving and had for some centuries been enslaving people both of Africa and of the New World.
The history of racism in the Western world is broadly associated with slavery as the early form of colonialism. And it's in that context that something called race is created, which essentially means that certain people who are defined as non-Europeans find themselves ruled and governed by Europeans.
For people in America in the 17th and the 18th century, race was a fact of life. And I think that racism is something that comes out of that interaction of necessity. This isn't people cooking up racism in their laboratory or in their study and then going out into the world to apply it. In a sense, white people, and blacks and Indians, worked out their ideas of race in proximity with each other on the hoof.
The British don't become slave traders and slavers because they are racist. They become racist because they use slaves for great profit in the Americas and devise a set of attitudes towards black people that justifies what they've done. The real engine behind the slave system is economics. Africans are items of trade. They're things that are bought, that are sold, that are bequeathed, that are inherited. They're like other items of trade. And once you've got that established, both on the slave ships, of which there are thousands leaving British ports, and once you've got that established on the plantations, and once you've got that established as a basis for expanding British wealth, how can you argue that somehow or other the great inferiority of black people isn't built into fundamental cultural values of the British?
John Hawkins was perhaps the first English trader to actually kidnap slaves from Tagrin, which is a couple of miles from Freetown, and forcibly took slaves away from Sierra Leone. The sad thing is that this man was even made a knight. When we are in school, we read about Sir John Hawkins as if he was such a good person, he was such a righteous person, somebody who had contributed positively to, you know, the creation of the British Empire. It was only much later that some of us learned with regret that, in fact, he was not only involved in the slave trade, but he actually captured, you know, slaves.
He established places down the Key, down by Government Wharf, what we call Government Wharf now.
Over time it became an industry, and a lot of English traders and a lot of Sierra Leonean rulers, particularly those along the coast, became heavily involved in the slave trade. And we have, for instance, several islands off the coast of Sierra Leone that were prominent slave trading posts, like Bonds Island, for instance, where there were English force, other European South force, even Americans were very heavily involved in the slave trade from Bonds Island.
You see that come for buy. The number there, you know, A, group iron, the number we want, he take them. He put them at this fire room, open. He burn them, not sudara.
And of course, we know the way they were taken. Captured, tied up, chained, and thrown into the ships.
So it was a very bad experience for the slaves from the moment they were captured up to the time they reached the so-called New World.
And then those who survived and did arrive, you know, had to be put for sale. And then when they were bought, they had to undergo all kinds of indignities.
One great woman, it could cost 2 man price. Sometimes it work for you, not the garden. Not come back, it work for you, it born picking for you. Now for that, it pay 2 times for 1 great woman. For the boat to come collect tuna, go. Macazine.
At a conservative estimate, over 11 million Africans were transported across the Atlantic. Manacled and packed together like animals, at least 2 million died during the infernal voyage known as the Middle Passage.
Slaves are seen as deracinated people, people who did not belong, who were natally alienated. That is, they had no rights of birth, and they're seen as people who had been torn from another society but not socialized into the new one. So they were socially dead, so to speak. They were seen as people without honor, which is a degraded condition. The value of this for the master is that the master had absolute power over the slaves, regardless of what the laws may say. They had rights of life and death.
A situation grows up where thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these black or dark-skinned people are being kept down without rights and kept at work night and day by a system of surveillance with whips and cutlasses. And of course, there is the fear that they will try and rise up, that they'll try to run away, and that when they do that, they're going to slaughter the masters and the overseers and their wives in their beds. And really, that any white person will be seen as a potential enemy by the blacks. And so you get this mutual fear between the two groups. And this tends to consolidate racial feeling. And the only way to keep these slave societies even minimally secure was to arm all the white men, and even indeed some of the white women too.
So you're there in your plantation manor, you're there in your, you know, settler outpost. What are the natives doing? Sort of classic line, you know, from these movies. The natives are restless. What's going on? Those drums in the background. There's the idea that, you know, these people are sort of getting together and they're going to invade us, they're going to attack us. And it's a kind of, you know, projection, basically. In other words, you've invaded their countries, you've subordinated them. There's a long history of colored perils. There's the red peril called Red Indians. There's the yellow peril. There's the black peril. There's this idea of, you know, the non-white other. And, you know, the non-white other is threatening. The non-white other is scary. The non-white other may be coming to attack. And, you know, it comes out of, you could say, a bad conscience in part, a sort of subconscious recognition, perhaps, of, you know, the kind of things that have been done to the non-white other.
In the early 16th century, from Chile in the south to Florida in the north, this non-white other was no more than vermin to be exterminated. The Dominican monk Bartolomé de las Casas was eyewitness to countless atrocities against the native populations. His account reads like a catalogue of genocide.
The mainland in the region known as Florida. The Spaniards murdered many, as is their custom, in order to strike terror into the hearts of these people. They made their lives an utter misery, treating them as so many beasts of burden. In another large town, the butchers put the whole town to the sword, young and old, chiefs and commoners, not even the children were spared. The butcher-in-chief arranged for a large number of natives in the area to have their noses, lips, and chins sliced from their faces. They were then sent away in unspeakable agony and all running with blood, to act as walking testimony to the great deeds and holy miracles performed by these dauntless missionaries of the holy Catholic faith.
The things that Las Casas witnessed, particularly on Hispaniola or in Cuba, these incredible crimes, these incredible attacks on Indians, disembowelings and burnings and rapes and whatever else, I'm sure that that level of violence is something that you could have witnessed in different places in the 17th, the 18th century, you know, in other parts of the Spanish Empire. But it was a peculiarly awful moment that Las Casas saw as the Spanish got to the Americas and tried literally to work the Indians to death.
The reports of Las Casas caused enough unease for the Council of the Indies, the Spanish administrators of the New World, to call a debate at Valladolid in Spain in 1550. The debate concerned not just the mistreatment of Indians, but whether they could be categorized as human at all. In contest with Las Casas, the champion of the native populations, was the Jesuit Juan Ginés de Sepúlveda.
By this time, the Spanish have been in the Americas for about 50 years. And during that time, the brutalities carried out by the conquistadors had reached such heights that it caused some alarm. And out of that context came this particular debate. On the one hand, there was this idea that the Indians had souls, they could be Christianized, and they should be treated not as servants, not as forced laborers, but as people under the protectorate.
All right, sorry about that, y'all. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to take a break and play that. From a various perspectives and shit, nationalities. Basically programmed and controlled. There's a book that I had researched and found. This white man was teaching on racism and how it would be profitable. When I find that motherfucker, I'm going to post it on the website. Back in the 1800s.
But yeah, like you said, with racism, it's big money because it brings out corporations, it sells T-shirts, you got to get permits, it brings money to the city. You got people buying hotel rooms, buses, plane tickets. To get all you need to say is we're going to march. You got bottled water companies, people, everything, they product sell.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, if something went down in your town that was major and these civil rights leaders come out and say, hey, we finna go down there and then we need 10,000 people to assemble, that costs money. Every fucking corporation better come out now and say, hey, we support this, and if somebody that's involved in this incident, we're going to drop them. It's going to be talked about on the radio stations. It's going to be talked through the TV stations. Negroes going to get filmed marching. You're going to spend money. If you eat up a bag from damn Kleenex, right, when you cry when you get there, you're going to cool on the way there. You're going to... Maybe boost the economy just like that. Sell nothing or produce nothing, so everything that you need on your way to Christmas is all produced by Judas Light Control Corporation. So there goes your race. Put a bullet in this motherfucker in and put it on the media. Billy, make it look unjust. Call up one of the civil rights boys, have him go off about it, and declare a march. And it's our profit. Everybody get paid but you. And then you go back home and wait on the verdict, and the verdict is an unjust verdict. And you done. And you're going to cry for 2 or 3 weeks, and it's over with. See what I'm saying? And even if they say, well, we're going to boycott this place, the corporation don't do nothing but take that as a loss. They say, well, you know, I got caught into a scandal, so the profits went down, and blah, 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 blah. They take that money and pocket it. We lost because of a boycott. That's what they tell the IRS. And your ass go back home, and then when everything over with, blah, 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 you back buying that same product because it's on sale at the dollar store. It's on sale at Walmart. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was Pepsi Cola sponsoring the shit. Coca-Cola sponsoring the shit. They may have paid for the other person, the one who committed the crime, they could have secretly paid for his legal defense through a foundation in which they are part of. And that's why when I be saying you got to do the money trail and look at these different organizations, because they are tied into corporations. And they'll say this person funded them, you'll go off on this person, but you didn't follow who created that damn organization and why they pushing this agenda. Who financing it? National Geographic came out and told you this is what we want, and by 2020, this is what we want. 2050. This is what we want all the population to look like. These mixed breeds. That's National Geographic promoting it through the media. Who's financing this? Now the media is pushing it through scandal. Now come on down and look at Lil Willow, a 13-year-old girl. She's already working on that agenda, but the agenda goes all the way into the scientific community. And who finances them? You got the Jason Society, the Pope of Rome, that's financing all this shit, which is the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and J.P. Morgan, banks and all them, is putting up the money to make sure that this happens by 2050. That everybody be of a mixed breed, and it be a small majority of regular brothers, dark like me, your color, Eric, and some red color, will be the minority. Everybody else will be a mixed breed race. And they're going to be young, healthy, and we're going to be old and fucking great if we make it there. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Process elimination is taking place right now through everything you're seeing, the bleaching creams. This is why the Fed went and got to go, because in order for them to fulfill their golden agenda, cannot push white women on black men as much. The white women on black men is the distraction. So you don't even deal with your black woman. So the white man can go in there and push his seed inside of that black woman and implant it so that she will carry that on. See what I'm saying? Because she's the mother of civilization.
Listen,
so I got
to keep
that woman, and then she'll carry my genetics. Her, the baby that's conceived will carry my genetics on to the next. See what I'm saying? It's about that woman. Her mitochondrial DNA is what gives the intelligence to that offspring, not the black man. So they just distracting you and letting you have fun with your little white bed wench or whatever you call it, or white woman. That's to get you out the way so we can move in on these bras, these sisters. Because they will carry on what's necessary for our survival. It's not in the black man. And it is just, you know, if you don't understand science, I understand how shit, you're just a nigga with an ego. He wearing his motherfucking nuts on his shoulders. But it's the female that carries all that. And this is why he goes after her. And if you need more evidence, go look up the Immortal Cells of Henrietta Lacks, and it'll tell you just what I'm talking about. So you go argue with them.
I got a question. I got to do this for the other people who just stepped as skeptics. Now, how can we prove that what we're saying is factual and we're just not being racist and as they say, racist in reverse ourselves? Because, you know, you got some people like, man, y'all just hating on white people, man. Y'all just ain't shit wrong. Y'all just picking on white folk because y'all don't like them. What can we actually do to convince these people and show them or something to get them convinced that we just not being racist? Just what can we do?
Okay, if you need the white boy shit, because, you know, we love to let the white boy tell us stuff, you goes to what is called Mendel's Law with dominant genes and recessive genes, that melanin dominates. You being melanated automatically make your genes more dominant, and the less melanated you are, your genes are recessive. But when we want to really go into the science, just go look at Henrietta Lacks and read it. Some people who are sitting and working in these medical industries, the pharmaceutical industries, all of this, they wouldn't have no jobs if it wasn't from one black woman in the 30s named Henrietta Lacks. Pull her up, read the research of the immortal genes of Henrietta Lacks, and that kills it all. And it backs up what Mendel said when he was doing it in, what, the early 1900s? But 1800s, I think, late 1800s. But go to the immortal cells, Henrietta Lacks, read the documents where they even took her cells out, so-called in the space, which I'd say just out into the, you know, the outer layers of the earth. They ain't been out there from what I've seen and what I think, my opinion. But anyway, these cells did not die. They were dealing with cancer. They were taking her cells, giving them the air. You wouldn't have Merck. You wouldn't have Bayer. All these places that's pushing you, all these vaccines, these prescription drugs and stuff, all that shit was based off one black woman. They didn't even have that knowledge to understand that. But before that came about, you had black brothers like Booker T. You had other brothers that was dropping the science. And they was in doubt of that shit until they got a hold of this sister, and that shit reconfirmed it, but they pushed them out the way and started doing what they doing and taking the credit for it. But that's all you got to do. Look at those two things and compare the notes. And there, and you, and you, and it ain't no denying it. Because the beast said, this is the basis of what we doing. We took this shit from a black woman. Then you can go and look up the documentary, The Search for Eve, by the Discovery Channel. When they go and take DNA all over the world, say, look, we know that our origin come from this black woman, and that we get all our, you know, our genetic makeup and shit from this black woman. Then Time Life magazine got one called Return to Eden, 2006, I believe, or 2000. And they got the white man saying, we're going to go back into the black woman. They already planned this in 2006, that we got to get back. So let's go into what we call Monster Ball with Halle Berry, where they was telling everybody to get back to the black woman, Monster Ball. And that's why they gave her the award. When that white boy sitting screwed her like a black trash, but he was trying to plant his seed in that black woman. And he was he played, now, Billy Bob, what's his name, Bob Thornton or whatever, he a big-time white boy screwing all women in Hollywood. But in that movie, he played a trailer trash, which represented the lowest level of white man's genetics. See what I'm saying? He was the lowest level. But in Hollywood, they had put him up as this hunk for a minute because he was, you know, screwing all the women or whatever they have on their magazines. I don't get all up in that. But he was playing a trailer trash white boy. And he was a police officer, right? Police represent law. So this trailer trash was the lowest, laying down with the law of nature. And nature is the black woman, which is Halle Berry. So he was following the laws of nature and planting his seed. Man, this white boy's cold with their writing. So pay attention to that. And Halle Berry was what? A mixed breed broad. So this is the result of him having sex with her, and she's representing, when we lay down with nature, this is what we're trying to produce. And then her son was Kill, who was a dark, melanated brother. And then Puff Daddy was a black dude. You know, he black as hell. Both of them were killed and executed. So that was the murdering off of the original black seed. See what I'm saying? And she drank Jack Daniels and became a freak. Jack Daniels is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee, KKK. So they lynched Puff Daddy with the execution, murdered the boy. He was lynched. See what I'm saying? So now we got what we wanted. And then they rewarded her with the Oscar. The Oscar come from ancient Kemet. See what I'm saying? So they give her that. Ancient Kemet is what? One of the oldest civilizations, which is the epoch of us as a people. So they awarded her that award for doing what she did as the destruction and the fall of the original Kemites here in America. See what I'm saying? Because they're killing us off, taking our melanin, using it to strengthen themselves, but at the same time they're promoting this assimilation agenda. And it's to create a mixed breed mulatto race. Then from that mulatto race, we can regraft back the white man out, but yet we'll have the genetic information or the genetic code of the original black man, but we don't have to look at it. The original black man being in pigmentation, we don't have to deal with that. See what I'm saying? So go back to your cartoons when you always see the villain always saying, give me your powers, hand over your powers, like you just used the scripture. You always see them. They say, they put them on a spell, say, come work for me. They always were weak, and they'll take the superhero and try to get the superhero to work for them or try to steal their powers. That's you. That's the story of the black man on every fucking cartoon where you see, or any movie where you see a villain trying to steal that man power, and he's a hero, which is Heru, which is Jesus, that is you. And that's taking place every day. In the scientific community, the social community, the biological, whatever, they're always working around the clock to do that. So that's how I answer that for you, Sunray.
Yes, sir, and the statue you're talking about, they're dealing with the Oscar. That's actually, they copied that from, like I said, out of Kemet. And the statue they got it from was from Tar.
Tar. I can't remember it.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
P-A-T-A-H.
Pata.
I just put it in the chat room, and y'all can see the statue. You got to visualize in your head the Oscar statue, and you can see the statue of Tar or Ptah in there. Y'all can see where they stole it from. So, yeah. So it was a black god, or I want to say melaninite god that Oscar is actually representing.
And he dealt with something with acting, right?
What is that, brother?
He dealt with something that wasn't he associated with acting or something like that? If I'm mistaken.
Who Ptah?
Yeah, he was.
Let me get a copy of this right fast. Oscar. Yeah, they got Oscar and Ptah. Yeah, I got to verify. I got to go back in my archives in my damn mind and dig that up. I'm looking at some pictures. That's what I'm trying to think. Yeah. But, you know, they always, you know, emulate, copy. But, yeah, you know, they get them. Hey, this is what we do, man. I'm telling you, for this fame and fortune. I put that, just put the similarities on there. Y'all can actually go and Google search the image of Tar. And y'all will see these different images, and y'all will see, or just put in Tar and the Oscars, and y'all will see the similarities in the Google search engine. Just Google search, and you'll see it. Yeah. But
that's
brother, Eric, back on there. Oh, brother, you still moved out. Okay, yeah, brother Eric's still out. Yeah, that's right. Let me see, read something right fast. Excuse me, talking about racism equals money, and the rise of the new Bedouins. Here's something that's coming from the theology of time. Y'all know I keep going back to some of the old school guys.
Yeah.
I know some people hate to hear it, but we have to keep on some time to keep throwing out some of these things that our elders put out. You know, and I read something coming from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from the theology of time. You know, and some of these old teachers, man, we got away from it because we'll say this outdated. It's outdated. Well, shit, you know what I'm saying? It was good and it worked for that time, and you weren't stepping, fetching, and then, you know, some people were, but if we wouldn't have the conditions like we did. We didn't have the conditions back then like we do now. But here's something Honorable Elijah Muhammad said from the theology of time. Talk about Uncle Tom, and y'all know Ben and Uncle Tom. Is you notice that all your life you can get a good laugh out of white people as long as you act a fool. Jump up on a stage dancing and singing evil and filthy songs, pulling off half your clothes and showing the fifth of yourself, you're all right with them. Don't we see that shit now? Don't we see that shit all on the televisions? All our entertainers doing this just to get a dollar. You know, then white folk make you do this. Just look at, for instance, y'all were doing something talking about, what's her name, Mimi, Atlanta Housewives. Look at all these so-called sex tapes that's coming out. When they're trying to promote something. Every time they try to promote something, they come out with a sex tape. Or even after that, okay, we go back to, I remember back in the days, they had Eve came out with a sex. They always talking about they leaked out something. Y'all know when I talk about how they leaked something out. Yeah, right. This shit was put out. They had Eve, so-called, had a leaked sex tape. So they had a leaked tape with Janet Jackson sitting in the yard, you know what I'm saying, playing with her boobs and rubbing her buttocks. They had one with, what's that girl name, Ashanti. They had one with, what's that girl name, New York, from Flavor Love. They had Boots. They had so many of these people. Now look at they doing. Mimi, they got some new girl got one out from one of them damn Atlanta Housewives or something. They keep continuing to come out with these so-called leaked sex tapes, and you always keep want to grab a hold to it because somebody say it leaked. It's like somebody, they snuck into the goddamn cookie jar and got something out. You've been told on going to get no goddamn cookies. And somebody snuck in the kitchen and got two and three. Now y'all in the corner eating these motherfuckers. You know you ain't got no business doing it. So they know that's how you act when they say it's a leak. And then as soon as Atlanta Housewives came, I bet the first day it came on, somebody said it came on earlier this week. I bet they had to get them in so many high ratings when this show came on this week because everybody wanted to see Nene and that other dude, Nico. They wanted to see it. That's how they grab your ass. And you know, just like we've been talked about. And, man, look, it's going to be summertime where it's already getting warm now. And look how some of these women out here, man, they naked as hell outside already. Ass cheeks out, wearing tights now. You can see through them. Yeah, so y'all got these tights on now. You can see straight through them, look like pantyhose with your thongs on. You don't even cover the shit up no more. You ain't even got the decency to cover shit up no more. But that's what he said, man. You're pulling half your clothes off and showing the fifth of yourself. And it's all right with them. They laugh at your stupid ass. Now, I say stupid ass because they ain't doing that shit. See, and they'll throw you a couple of trinkets. Because I got to eat, man. I got to eat. I got to feed my baby. As long as I'm eating. Motherfucker, you ain't eating. How you putting rims on your car? That's not eating. You putting diamonds all in your goddamn mouth. That's not eating. What the fuck you mean? I got to eat. Man, I got to get this money, man. I got to eat. I got to hustle. I got to grind, man, so I can eat. Motherfucker, eating, that's you eating a salad or something.
Eating.
You mean all that shit y'all niggas talking about? You buying material shit.
Eating some
what's that, bro?
GMO products.
Yeah, so I mean, what they saying about eating, though? See, when somebody's saying, I'm eating, I got to provide for my family, I got to feed my family. Okay, I got to buy them salad. I got to buy them some carrots or some shit like that. Then you need to talk about when they got to eat, they talking about buying some goddamn, they hustling to buy rims, and they call that shit eating. Buying some diamonds, put all in the goddamn house. You doing anything and everything to get this shit, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to wake the fuck up, man. So, I mean, I'm not too much mad at the damn dude, Donald Sterling, for what he said. Because, you know why? I hold firm to what our teachers have taught us. Like I said, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Dr. Yor, Noble Drew Ali, Margaret Mazan Garvey. Because I know when they come out saying shit like that, I don't give a damn because they already been told. This is their nature. This is their history. So we want to talk about, let's study history. They have a history of doing this shit. So when they come out and do it, man, it shouldn't be no goddamn surprise. Only way it'd be a surprise to you is, and it hurts your feeling is, because you have bought into this goddamn integrationist game. That's the only time it should hurt your feeling. Other than that, it shouldn't even hurt your feeling. When he say that shit, I laugh at him. Ha, fuck you too. I can't stand you either. So what? We even Steven. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eye for an eye. Two for a two. Opposite of track, motherfucker. I don't like you either. That's the way it go. That's how nature works. So, hey, you can hate me. I don't like your ass either. So, that's it, man. We ain't going to get mad at Donald Sterling. Shake his motherfucking hand, and, man, let's sip some caviar. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. But haven't you noticed, Sun Ray, when you say what you just said, Negroes look at you like you a tar for saying that. Have you ever got that? They say, how can you say that, man? And this. And I tell them, I say, nigga, you fought in the civil rights. I understand, like you said. They don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And caviar or whatever. But they'll look at you like, you sitting up, sucking up. And then, especially if you say it in front of everybody, whether they black, white, whatever. They look at you like you a Tom. And they don't realize they Tom and they self. They the big wenches.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you said, man. History, like they said, man, history serves best, man. Just look at the history, man. And if our teachers told us it's just in nature, you know, they say he's a devil, you know, a devil, but they said he's a have the devilish nature. He can't control himself, man. How the hell can he control himself? This is how he's systematically designed. They said the universe is set on a universal law. They said things is just on a universal law, and it can't come outside of that law. Shit, basically him. He can't control this. If he tried to be nice to you, that motherfucker, somehow he going to snap. He going to change. It's just like You get a bunch of white folk. All right, you get one white dude. He hang around about five of y'all black guys every day. He kicking it. He cool. Oh, he seem cooler than mud. But that one day is you by yourself and five other white boys. Watch how that white boy turn on your ass. When he monks his own, he gonna turn on your ass. So hey, that devil come out his ass at any time. It's just in him. Yeah. He gonna play. He know how to play the part. We don't. See, we just want to think everything is fine and dandy, man. I'm telling you, man, just because you can ride in Jaguars and Mercedes now, this still the fucking America, man. Like y'all was saying earlier, they still getting brothers getting hung and shit. Look at the prison systems. Now, how is this shit is even Steven when it's 95% of brothers? I don't know the numbers, but hell, I would say 95% of our people are in jail. Man, you barely can see a damn white boy in jail. If he is, he just, you know, some they just threw away. They don't want to fuck with him. He in there for driving drunk. You know, maybe see some Mexican in there. But just look at him, man. We're still not on no even playing field. And I'm not going to try to play that game like we are. I mean, I know that. I see the shit on different jobs and shit. And just because they give you a list, a title, talking about you the head of this corporation, still, fool, you don't own the fucking corporation. When you start owning shit and be able to control it, and that's the thing, you own it, and you can be able to, like, I was talking to somebody, and I'm going to shut up, man, let these brothers get in. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about Oprah. And the thing about it, they were talking about, I said, man, why all these people, man, you look at these celebrities, right? They get their money, they'll run to Africa and set up shit in Africa. But I said, and look at they in their community around them, over in Chicago. I said, look at the shit up in Chicago. How come they're not building school systems and stuff in Chicago? They kept like, well, man, you know, man, look at Africa, man. Look at them poor countries, this and that and so on. So I said, well, shit, look at their neighbor. I said, okay, I understand it. I said, I understand what's going on in Africa. I said, but first, you got people over here starving over here. Children cannot get educated. Look at Chicago. Look how many school system they shut down. Detroit, the schools they have shut down. I said, I was always told you start at home first. You can't run no motherfucking where else and solve the problem over there if you ain't got your shit fixed at home first. People sleeping on the corners here. Now, I said, but the thing about Oprah and what y'all don't understand, they have been controlled. Okay, you say she got millions, but she don't control those fucking millions she got. She have been told where to spend this money at. She been told where she need to build school systems. She can't spend that fucking money as she will. That's why she can't come help in the school systems in Chicago or Detroit. Because she has been controlled. There's a controlling hand. She got a puppet hand up her ass telling her what the fuck she can and she can't do. That's why. So when we look at these people in these positions, man, they don't run shit. So when you're talking about they millionaires, they don't run shit still. Now, that's my opinion. Y'all go ahead. I'm through with it now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Cause that there correlate with them being nothing but bed wenches of the corporation. That's why I wanted to bring it to these corporate bed wenches. Because you ain't got to do it sexually. You see what I'm saying? You could be sexually manipulated through contracts. See, the white boy get off on anything, and they don't understand that. The white boy don't have to penetrate nothing to satisfy his sexual ejaculation. He just gets off. He'll bust a nut just knowing he got power over you, and you got influence over a whole entire audience of people that look like you, and because you got that power, you're surrendering it to him. So that's an ejaculation for him all damn day. The other stuff is just sick shit that he think of to satisfy his little sexual fantasy when he say, oh, I want you to come over here and piss on me. I want you to come. That's just sickness that's in his DNA that came from the cave, you know, to get him off. But just to have the power to say I can get this Negro to captivate all these people, control these people, then I can tell them, take all them sub-bitches and put them in a corner, like you said, and give them cookies. You take care of home first before you go across seas. So that go back to what I was saying earlier in the earlier shows where they set up these things. Don't ever focus on trying to develop and compete with us over here. Take that shit over there to them because we already colonized them Negroes over there. And we'll never let you break the colonialism because we got their mentality on lock because we've used your power to influence them to be our subjects over there. So that's why the African, when we do let him come over here, he don't seek you out to do business with you. What African came and tried to put you on some rate? None. What African came to do legitimate business with you? None. Because before I let him over here, I'm going to get him a brainwashing about your ass. And when you go over there, you're going to help get him a brainwashing that you're just one of them special Negroes that come out of America, and I'm here to help you so that they don't figure out the plan that I'm up to, so I got to have these token Negroes to come over here just like you take Liberia. What did the United States do? They sent them boule niggas over there. Go look at this thing called it's a video. Liberia. You had black people claiming that they was taken from West Africa, which is all them little countries that were set up by different colonizers, Liberia being one of the American colonies, and the other one is Sierra Leone. They went over there and killed and cut them people's hands off. Now, these black people coming from America and went over there and enslaved them people, and they fought for over 30 to 40 years. And these are black bourgeoisies that went over there and took the white man mentality and enslaved these Africans, descendants over there, to set up a U.S. colony. Then they want to say, and even in Ghana and all these places, this is why we can go over there and get these dual citizenships and all that bullshit, and they tell you return to Africa. That was to offset and destroy and bring terrorism and to make sure that they kill the ideology and the connection to Marcus Garvey. And these niggas don't speak on this. They won't even talk about this. And they don't even understand what was going on it. Marcus Garvey was going over there first. He went over there. Then you had them, who they sent over there? The boys, so one of them bastards, one of them boule niggas, they sent over there. And that was Firestone. So any Negro running around with Firestone tires on their car, they need to take them off. And Firestone headquarters is right there in Akron, Ohio. You need to get Firestone and all their tires off your car because they destroyed your economic power abroad, your international economic abroad. You shouldn't even be supporting them on nothing, period. You should be studying who Firestone connected to and shutting that shit down. And the more you shut it down, the more it's going to force you to do for self. And you can then bring back the spirit of Marcus Garvey. That's how you bring back the spirit of Marcus Garvey, not reading his books and regurgitating what he's saying and talking shit, and then we're going to go back over here to Africa. They sent boule niggas over there to slaughter these people and destroy these people. They was cutting off hands, everything. And right now, Liberia is destabilized, and they got certain points in these different African nations on the west coast of Africa where they set up that is safe haven. So when you be hearing these black scholars now talking about we went over to Africa and we touched down and all that, they the same motherfuckers that's following. They going to the same place where these enslavers from the United States that was previously sent over there to do. They are allowed to go there. Then, man, this white boy, he went into the heart of it and showed the real deal. He talked with the warrior. His name is Butt Naked. He talked to the other, because they take on moniker names like this one dude he called Saddam or something. But anyway, I'm going to get a link in the video to you, Sunray, and you can put it up on the website. These white boys went in there and talked with these guerrilla warfare dudes, and they was breaking it down how they was fighting, and then how their mindsets changed that they had to start doing a bid under the United States against even other Africans to push for. These motherfuckers said, we got all our weapons, our training from the United States, so we wanted to go to Iraq and go over there and kill them because we felt it was our duty to serve the United States because of what they done for us. Now, where did they get that mindset from? Bootleg niggas who went over there and murdered and slaughtered them and put them niggas in slavery and taught them cannibalism. They got to the point. In Liberia, cannibalism is alive today. They got little children that stand up when I put this video up, holding heart, saying, I killed him, and they would go in there and get the organ and put it on the cameras and say, I'm about to eat it and bite that motherfucker organ. The white man taught them that shit, but it was black people that went over there and implemented and set it up so that they could do that shit. And this is where they supposed to say they took all these slaves from. That's a motherfucking lot, man. They can miss me with that shit.
Hey, and it's funny you telling me that. And you mentioned somebody, people going to Africa, and I got an article I'm gonna read and I'm gonna post it in the chat room also. How a lot of our people, like you said, they go over to Africa. A lot of our scholars and stuff, they go to Africa and they come back and tell us what they seen and all of this. My thing is, how many of y'all stay y'all ass over there? Everybody be talking about Africa, and I ain't trying to knock it, but my thing. How come we ain't, everybody go over there, I've been to Africa, so and so, oh, it's a beautiful place. As soon as you say something bad about it, oh, it's a beautiful place, but you ever been there? Yeah, and they said, y'all were like, no, I ain't never been there. Well, I've been. I really want to say, what the fuck you doing back over here then? If it's so wonderful and so magnificent, and you don't want anybody to talk bad about it, how come you stay your black ass over there? But they always want to tell us. Yeah, they always want to throw this shit out too. Man, it's so wonderful. And anyway, man, we got to get back to our African culture. But you've been there, and you take field trips to go there, but you won't stay your ass over there. But it's so beautiful and so nice. You so much African, stay your regular ass over there when you go over there then. But here's an article. I'm going to post it up in the chat room also. It's talking about, it's called Silicone Africa. Y'all can Google it. It's siliconeafrica.com. I'm going to put it in the chat room as well so you can have it. They got a lot of great articles on here, though. Let me go back to it. Yeah, it's called siliconeafrica.com. And we posted on Facebook, excuse me, a couple of days ago. But it says Africa. Why are they so silent? Good question. Why Africa? Why are they so silent? This kind of goes to what we were talking about earlier. It says why do successful African professionals, intelligent and officials in high positions never take part and engage in debate regarding Africa's liberation from Western domination and predominant capitalism? Capitalism. It said the answer is simple. Most of them are bound by something that's called duty of reserve. As a majority of them work for international organizations like the UN, EU, and U.S.-funded organizations, international NGOs, and corporations. They are required to sign contracts, which always include a term called duty of reserve. It said the moment they are signing the contract, most of them are not aware of the implications of it. But soon after the HR, which is human resources, will get them the details of what it means, the duty of reserve means shut up, even if it hurts. Shut up, even if you've seen something bad. Don't say anything. You are not officially allowed to say anything. It says, let me skip down a couple of notches here. It says using NGOs, scholarships, Rotary Clubs, Lion Club, Freemasonry Lodges, AIDS, awards, and other well-known vanities and ego-boosting schemes, the West have succeeded to completely domesticate the African elite. Damn. So now we know why we don't have nobody over there talking about those young sisters that got kidnapped for sex slaves over there. Now we see why we don't have anybody talking about the bloodshed and slaughter that's going on in the Sudan, all of this stuff. We want to talk about the Ukraine when these so-called pale-skinned white folks and shit, Arabs, people in Israel, Palestine, are killing each other. But nobody never talk about the conditions that's going on in Africa. What's his name? Bill and Linda Gates can go over there and vaccine all of those children over there and kill off a lot of children, paralyze them. Nobody never say shit about it. Why? Because like they said, they have signed these contracts, and in this term called duty of reserve, as we would say over here, means shut your goddamn mouth. Shut the fuck up. As we say on the street, shut the fuck up. Don't you say a goddamn thing. Don't be no snitch. Snop snitch. Puffy, let me say it like Puffy said. No, don't be no snitch. Don't be no bitch-ass snitch nigga. So, hey, y'all got to shut the fuck up. They signed them contracts. And that's what a lot of these so-called Negroes over here have done.
Negroes in the United States is doing the same thing.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey.
Go ahead,
hey.
Brother.
I wanted to add, too, right quick, while we on that African shit, a lot of times we fail to even think about how Africans, they don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't, the whole Africa don't embrace whole Africa.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers don't be liking each other. Like an Ethiopian may not like a motherfucker from Ghana and shit like that. It ain't like what we think and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But these Negro scholars,
but you thinking, oh, I'll go back to my homeland. You don't even know your fucking homeland, man.
You
need to do some thorough research. That's like moving somewhere and ain't done the research on the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Thorough research. You know what I'm saying? That's like moving to the south and you didn't know it snowed or how cold it got. You know what I'm saying? Or the laws are different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Man.
Niggas will make you believe that, this nigga, you only go where they allow you to go and see. And they're sicking you on these motherfuckers. You either know, like you said, with that Masonic shit, some of them know they going over there to do Jesuit order work. They know it. Some of these niggas in the Catholic community talking that shit, they doing Jesuit work. They went to Catholic school.
Them niggas talking shit.
And they
there's
went
some
to
Africans
college
that don't
want
to speak to you.
See, that got linked over there.
Black ass over there.
No, they don't want you over there. Because, look, I just gave the history of Liberia. Niggas, they knew that the Americans came over there and was killing them. They sent a whole group of blacks to go over there and enslave their own people. So-called, we African brothers, but why did y'all go over there and cut these people's hands off and you did this shit over a 20, 30-year period?
And another thing, too. How come African people don't...
Yeah.
Go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, and interbred with them. And some rate, if you can, this is a message to the black man. I don't know what the page is. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, those are your brothers. He said, but do not mix with the people from the Caribbean and do not mix with the Africans. He said, mix with and stay with your sisters here in America because y'all are a special people. Don't that sound like some noble police shit? Don't that sound like some Garvey shit?
Yeah. And let me add this too, bruh, from your experience. Has any African that you befriended ever just start teaching you about African shit?
No. Nope.
And telling you about, no, you got to ask them, motherfucker.
Nope. And I dealt with
them
in
Atlanta.
Everything
you want to know about Africa, you got to ask them. They ain't just going to come out and tell you. That's another motherfucking thing.
Nope.
So, motherfuckers, you know, you got to reassess this shit.
And I work with Liberian.
Them niggas don't, them motherfuckers don't want you over there. You know, Ankh and them always talking about this, that, and the other. Them motherfuckers, they be like, man, you know, I don't want to identify with him. Because you too Europeanized. You'll take that. I've been told that by Africans. You're too Europeanized. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers ain't got no love for you like you think. I mean, it's all good and shit. You know, the love of the motherland. That's cool and shit. But you thinking them motherfuckers going to be coming to you with open arms and shit? I'm not saying that some will, but you'll still have it. It'll be a social blow. That's what I'm saying. The concept that's been programmed into our mind is Africa's peace and love and all this shit. And that's not true. Africa is more fucked up than it is over here. Africa fucked up than a motherfucker, man. I already told you stories how you could still be drafted at the age of 50. God damn, bro. And they come to your house strapped. Military. You fuck filling out papers and all. Well, you probably fill out papers, but we coming after your ass. We looking for you. God damn, bro.
Take what you just said, Brother Eric. In our history over here, we've already experienced that and got through that bullshit. But they just now going through it. So who would be the older people, us or them? If they're so advanced and they understood the white man, because they created the white man over there, and then they had one done in South America, it was an experiment in South America. We done overcome that beast and know this beast, and the beast used us to influence all the rest of the Negroes on the planet. That must tell you, and anybody from there, they say, yeah, we love you Americans when y'all doing this, this. That'll tell you, we the oldest people on the motherfucking planet. The black Negro America is the oldest on the planet. And when you look at Africa and you talk about all the edifices, all the pyramids and all these other things that's put up, why is it more of them in America than it is in Africa? And why they only focus on one point where they went to, and they don't talk about the rest of that motherfucking continent. That continent's so vast, the white man has not been everywhere on that motherfucking part of the continent of Africa, where he can conquer, destroy. And those people will resonate more with us over here because they ain't been tainted. He only deal with North Africa and West Africa. He don't talk about deep down in the South Africa, deep down in the South East Africa. He don't talk about none of that because he ain't been there. He can't conquer them people, and them people are more advanced than the ones up there in the North. The beast don't tell you nothing about that because he can't go down there. He can't get through them jungles. He can't get through the jungles of South America. He can't get through the hood of North America good unless a Negro bring him like Al Sharpton took the white boy. Al Sharpton had to take the white boy to Harlem, but he had to kill the general of Harlem along with Malik Zulu Shabazz and all these other bitches. They had to kill Khalid Muhammad, who was the general of fucking Harlem. See what I'm saying? That beast ain't powerful as he is. He need Negroes to sell out and to sell you a story and to tell you, oh, these people love and embrace you and blah, 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 blah. Bill Clinton is the king of the conscious community. So if he the king of the conscious community of Harlem, you know he tied with Bernard Baris, the Jew organization, which is Mossad. So Mossad is all in there. That's why now when you look at the pictures like Tony L. Sutney, you got motherfucking police standing there like them niggas SWAT in guerrilla war and in SWAT team tactical gear in New York, guarding the subways like they waiting for a bomb to go off. but they're in the Negro community, because that's the bomb they're scared to go off. The high-level consciousness that will wake up and go the fuck off and put those motherfuckers up out of that damn community, and this, as well as other communities around this country. But whatever takes place in New York or California will always filter in to the other cities. Oakland, Harlem, Chicago, well, we'll say Atlanta has an influence for the South, but they feminized most of the people down there, so they don't have a radical movement. They have a conscious community there, but it's not strong enough to affect nobody. But when you talk about some shit popping in Oakland, L.A., New York, Chicago, Detroit, it's going to be a problem for the Beast. So he got to keep the murder rate up. Even Memphis. I say Memphis will be the radical for the South. I say Memphis because Memphis and St. Louis, I would say that. If some Negroes jump off in them pinpoints right there, you got a fucking problem. And the Beast know that. So when you talk about them niggas being advanced over there in them colonial places there, like Eric said, they come get you. Them niggas is killing each other to a level that we could never do. But they always say, it's more people dying in these cities where blackies live than in Iraq, than in Afghanistan. That's a damn lie. They killing their people. Right now as we speak, bombs are dropping over all them nations and killing men, women, especially children and women, in all those African countries. But you got black conscious elite that go over there and come back and give another report. Those are sellout niggas, bed wenches for the political system. We got bed wenches all over the place. It ain't got to be a sexual bed wench. These niggas is bed wenches because they're getting fucked mentally, and they fucking over us mentally, politically, economically, and the list go on and on. Just add some on that mug. But those are bed wenches as well. But the white man is fucking them and giving them, like you said, racism, money, and bed wenches. They taking money, sex, promoting racism just to get what it is to satisfy their own little fucking egos or whatever, or their own little fantasy fetishes. That's what they're doing. And we being victims of it. We feeling the brunt of the bullshit they promote. That we supposed to sit up and accept it, and those that do accept it, we bear witness to. When we sit up and deny, oh, that ain't what it is. Oh, he wouldn't do that. She wouldn't do that. Oh, no, she wouldn't sell herself out like that. But you say that because you know you follow the programming and agenda in which he or she presents to you, and you feel that now I'm a part of this. I feel alive. Come on. That's bullshit. You alive. I agree with this person. Yeah, that's how I'm going to pattern my shit. You ain't a part of that. No way, no form. But they make you believe that shit, and you make yourself believe that shit, and you continue to participate in it because you think you're a player. You ain't no player. You ain't on the team. You is not on the motherfucking team. Like they wake up, oh, our team in the motherfucking playoffs. Our team. You ain't won nothing. They ain't give you no check, nothing. You ain't getting nothing. We won. You ain't won. They won. And there ain't nothing wrong with admiring a team, admiring somebody's talent, but we are talented people. And we should show love to our people for what it is that they do. We should admire or promote and want to see creativity and inspire people to do better. But you ain't a part of that shit. And you ain't benefiting from it, so you ain't got nothing to do with it. It's when you set up the company and say, look, you're going to sing for me, I'm going to produce your ass, I'm going to distribute you, we all going to get paid. That's when you can say, we made it, we did it. Other than that, sit back and enjoy the show. But y'all can go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see. Yeah, we just in overtime now, but very good. Really, Eric ain't got too much more. I just want to say, man, I'm going to be honest, man. I'm just going to straight out. It might sound negative to somebody, but I'm just going to straight out say, I think this shit over. I don't think we're ever going to goddamn it. Like Jesse them can say that shit overcome, I don't think it's going to ever happen, bro. I'm just going to straight out be honest. Now, you can say it's negativity, some Ray putting that negativity energy out. I don't give a goddamn what they say. We don't got far too deep in this shit. They say, in too deep? Oh, we in too deep like a motherfucker. I don't think we're ever going to do. If you do, it's going to be just individuals that's going to do it. Like we've been doing it. It's just the individual people that's going to do it. But like on a massive scale, nah, this shit ain't going to happen, bro. It ain't going to happen, Captain. This ship sunk like the Titanic. All that motherfucking black liver. I mean, just when we say liberating somebody, yeah, we can just put things out and whoever grab a hold to it, that's cool. But as a whole, as a big number of people, nah, it's going down. It's going down. The spell is too deep, man, because, you know, a lot of our people, a lot of leaders, they came to break this spell, but, man, it's like some of this conscious shit, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of stuff that the discipline that a lot of people had. We gave that shit up, man, because we want to say the information they had is outdated. It died with them people, them leaders and stuff. We don't need that no more. This is a new day and this is a new time. And a lot of the so-called people even in the consciousness are more fucked up than the people. Now, I'm going to go with this one right fast. You know, we talk about people who still in the era of Islam, in the schools of Islam, Christianity and stuff like that. But some of those people, man, have discipline. Well, I say they got discipline because sometimes they get spooked. They get in that fear tactic because it says that God said, don't do this, don't do that. So it is a lot of things that they ass won't do because they feel they got to be obligated because they God told them don't do it. Now, not all of them, but it's majority of them. But you got a lot of people in the so-called country community or whatever don't have no rules and regulation. They feel they can do any goddamn thing because I'm not bound by anything that'll stop me from doing this shit. So when these people say we got to get away from religion because religion has got us messed up, you look at this so-called country community. They more fucked up than the people in any religion that I can see out here. So it's not that got us fucked up. It's not just mindset, how we thinking and how we acting that got us fucked up. It ain't just so far the religion that you in. Because I see people in so-called religion, man, that's doing good, and they more under control of their own life than, goddamn it, some people that ain't in it. So it ain't got nothing to do with no religion. Not for me. I don't see it like that no more. It's just how people act. People want to do shit on their own. But as a whole, man, we fucked up. I'm just going to say it. I don't see this shit happening, man. No time soon. Maybe it's going to have to take a goddamn Jesus or Allah. Maybe Master Farah Muhammad got to come back again for some of these motherfuckers before they start changing. For we do see that change we talking about. Other than that, nah. We fight too hard with each other, man, you know, to try to help each other. I can try to be helping a motherfucker, man, and we fight too hard to even get help. And it's like, if you, just because we stand up and speaking, just like here on Coach Brent, we speaking for damn near basically, not just for us, but for the masses of people who scared to speak up. They fighting against us, and we trying to help they black ass. So I'm like, if you scared to speak up, man, shut the hell up, man, because we talking up for you, too. We talking up for you, too. Just shut the hell up if you scared to be on the front line. Just support us, you know, on the back row. Just support us on underground. And then when we do get free or whatever, all right, you included in that. We overturn this motherfucking ship, this boat, whatever.
then you on the boat with us, man. We ride out this motherfucker. I know you. Everybody don't want to be on the front line. They don't want their name on the front cover. But the those of us do, man, don't talk down of us for trying to help you, man. We trying to help you, too. So, you know, that's what we do, man. We trying to ride to the top. We loading our shotgun up, trying to fight the goddamn enemy. Niggas stealing our bullets, hiding them, so we can't go kill a goddamn slave master.
Don't do that. I had some clips that once he said, I'm going to kill that nigga. She said, don't kill him. He said, you ain't up but a nigga. What you worried about him for? And threw her. It was a bed went video I was looking. He threw her down in the grass. And then later on, he killed her. He killed a black guy. Then they make love. And then he make her understand through sex, I had to do it. You know, I had to put him down. See what I'm saying? That bed was, but before we go, because you brought up Eve, I want to deal with Eve, Serena Williams, Diana Ross, and the queen of the bedwinches. Her daddy sold her into bedwinchism, LaToya fucking Jackson. We don't have to do them all, but let's touch on them. And then we can't forget Janet Jackson. All these bedwinches that married these billionaires after they had poor relationship with black brothers that were successful. They didn't want to, you know, economically build or, you know, work with their relationships and say, hey, you got paper, I got paper. We can do some things. Your name out here, my name out here. They were in relationships, long-term relationships with successful black brothers that was doing something, but they never produced anything out of it. And they with these billionaires now, they're not going to produce anything up out of that. They just there as these white billionaire guys are my trophy piece and my retirement piece, and I'm going to sit back and chill and let them, you know, partake in my wealth, live off my name, because some of these guys, they names wasn't big. These guys were just billionaires that were low-key that now have come to the surface as being their white love mates, and now the cameras are rolling on them. I want to get y'all take on that.
Yeah, well, hey. go ahead, Ray. Here we are. I don't know.
We have to play for another show, man. I can't continue.
Yeah. But see, these guys had money. If you weren't in that money scene like that, you would have never knew these guys until they aligned themselves with these celebrity ladies here. And you take, and I can't really, and I don't want to sound like we bashing on the ladies, but you can't take no big black guys that got that money statue like these dudes and got that power. See, these white boys, not just with money. And see, we always equate money as being rich. It's wealth. These people come from wealth and power. These are billionaires with wealth and power, and they influence shit. As where black people might got a little money and got some, like you said earlier, they just the poster boys, and that money is behind them because they poster boys. These white boys actually call shot, so it's different, and we got to start looking at it that way. When these women aligning themselves with power, just like when we look at the TV show Scandal, she's with a president. He's connected to power more so than money, because if you look at the salary of a president, it's a CEO salary. But he's connected to power, and he's the face to make moves and decisions. He's the one to look at when certain things happen. But these people, money, wealth, is backing anybody in power to do what they want them to do. And these black bras have aligned themselves with them. Black men ain't aligned themselves with old Nassus. Only one probably fucking with somebody is, what's that boy, Immortal Technique? Not Immortal. The one Jay-Z did the song with. He's messing with one of the Rockefeller or whatever. But he ain't going to have no wealth and no power and influence. So she like a distant relative of that bloodline. You see what I'm saying? She may have been ostracized about the family anyway, like hell. Or we're going to put her on him so we can redirect the conscious level of hip-hop. Like, this is why you're seeing the downfall of the conscious community. Because that's where he came from. And then he got with Jay-Z. And Jay-Z always was down with David Rockefeller Jr. You see what I'm saying? So now he grabs this dude about the conscious community. So now they trying to get that conscious community money because they already in the spotlight. So he wearing a 5% chain. He's spitting about throwing Yakub back in the cave, Yakub seen back in the cave, and all this old bullshit. You know, so you got these sisters, like I said, they connected to real wealth and power, not riches. There's a difference. So I just wanted, you know, before we close out, get y'all take on that. Or like Brother Eric, you were saying, that could be another show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just throw it in for another show. Yeah, yeah. We'll get it. All right. We're going to tell you what we're going to end out. In out with that this year. Let me see. In out with two good things. In out with Al Sharpton. And then we're going to do Aisha's segment. Talk about We Love White People. All right, let Al take us out of here. Well, Al, lead us out of here. And then we'll get Aisha's segment.
Nothing new about this story. Joe Banner was the one that set up the meeting with this guy, Sal. So, I've done a lot of things in life. Some that if I could do again, I would do differently. But in this situation, I did what was right. I did what I was always raised in the values of a praying mother to do. And I did what I tell kids every day all over this country that they should do. And that is deal with getting guns and crime out of their community and cooperate with the law. If I was doing business for James Brown, I had no choice but to meet with guys who would later be alleged or earlier be alleged to be mobsters. It wasn't like I was saying, hey, I heard you was with the so-and-so family. Let's chill together. It wasn't like that. The conversations were recorded, and I would record them today if somebody threatened me. Rats are usually people that were with other rats. I was not and am not a rat because I wasn't with the rats. I'm a cat. I chase rats. And whether it's a rat in racial profiling or police brutality or mobsters exploiting black artists, don't get me confused.
Pussy wanna be, come on. Make me wonder how the fuck they got you leading niggas on the white van. in school, it's not a real discussion. We learn writing history, that's why I ask them so nut. If it's coming from a nigga with a deal, then don't trust it. Why they only put religion in our head to make us suckers? I'm in raw, I know you hear way too often. Niggas be like, I ain't know that was the sun, but you say it every time that you eat. We love white people cause they got the power, and niggas hate they jump cause we ain't got no power. We love white people cause they got the power, and niggas hate they jump cause we ain't got no power. We love white people cause they got the power, and niggas hate they jump cause we ain't got no power. If killing another brother is your fucking power, start a revolution, bitch, or maybe you a coward. You a hoe like Jesus, Mary, Mary, put Fred Hampton in your video, but you're scary. All the black Pharaoh kings laying in the valley, no UFO landing, built nothing in Chimera, nah. Perpendicular beam, lasers on the lines, Tupac and them hoes